Welcome to B2B Tech Founders Lounge podcast. I'm Ludmila, founder and CEO of Rampic, a B2B digital marketing agency. We help tech founders get the most of their marketing effort and promote their stories to our audience. We believe that every tech founder has a unique story and their business needs attention. Stick around till the end of the show and we'll reveal how you can become our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Hello and welcome to B2B Tech Founders Lounge podcast, the space where tech founders share their unconventional vision and stories. Today, I'm here with Tom Amitai, CEO at Entail AI. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Tom, to get things started, can you share a little bit of a background, how you got to the tech space and how Entail AI was born?
I think it's a kind of a cliche how I got into tech. I had two dogs. I wanted to have a place to work where I can be with my dogs and also go surfing whenever I wanted. So I just decided to start my own company. And when being from Israel, it's mostly tech companies. So I went into tech. And how I got into SEO, from very early stage, it was really about marketing. We had a product in my previous company that we needed a lot of marketing. We needed to build our own marketing. It was a product that we couldn't advertise. So we ended up building marketing with developers. My partner back then, he had a lot of experience with that. He founded 888 Online Gambling. He had a lot of experience like building marketing. And so we were using developers for that. And we were doing a lot of automation around Facebook and bots and all that. And I saw an angle of, instead of using bots on Facebook, which I didn't like, I saw an angle to how we can create content on websites in a different way that would be very attractive for users, that would generate traffic. It started with generating traffic and it turned more and more into generating ROI, because at the end of the day, that's where the budgets are. In marketing, if you can generate ROI, you can get the budgets. And so we're very much focused on that.
That's perfect. And I like the dog component of your own company.
Two dogs. Yeah.
Dogs. Yeah. So, Tom, speaking of ROI, SEO is often viewed by many people as the channel that is really hard to work with in terms of like the ROI. Everybody understands its importance, but it's often seen as the channel with not the lowest, but the hardest to get ROI. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I agree. I think for many people, it is the hardest channel. In terms of ROI, it's often the best channel because it's accumulative. It's like you're creating content. It's basically about creating content, right? And you're creating content. Your content keeps on performing as long as you're doing evergreen, not news. Keeps on performing and then it accumulates. It gets more and more traffic. And then eventually you just add new content all the time, but you have all the content you created before that keeps on performing. And as long as it converts also, that's how we can get good ROI. So in terms of ROI, it's often much better margins and so on than paid channels. The problem is that it's very complicated, because to solve SEO, often you need quite a wide range of skills. It starts with all the technical aspects of SEO that require SEO people, requires developers. So the SEO people tell you what you need to build, how your website should be structured, etc. Then you have the developers that need to build that. And then on top of that, you need to create content. And you need to have content people. It can be written content, can be design, can be videos, etc. So you need to have all the content people. You need to do it regularly. So you end up with quite a large team. We work with companies who have, 25 people in their content and SEO teams, okay? Like writers, editors, SEOs. If they're lucky, also developers. More often than not, they don't get development resources. All of that.
Yeah, it is complicated indeed. Yeah. And you do need to have a range of expertise to make it successful. I completely agree, yeah.
But all of that, first of all, it doesn't guarantee that you get traffic, because at the end of the day, unlike paid advertising where you pay and you know what you're getting, here, it's not up to you. It's an algorithm. It's Google. It's actually hundreds of algorithms. It's not only one. But it's an algorithm, let's say, that decides whether you get the traffic or not. And it's a black box. You don't really know how it works. You can only assume. Your content can perform today. Tomorrow, it can stop performing. There's a lot of voodoo involved in that. And then even if your content performs and you've done everything right, you're bringing in traffic, now most companies don't convert that traffic, because converting traffic from SEO is very difficult. First of all, usually you companies convert traffic from a very small number of pages. In SEO, you probably know you need to create a lot of content to build authority. If you don't have authority, your content has very low chances of ranking, especially in competitive niches. So you need to have a lot of content for authority. So then even if your content generates traffic and it's content for authority, it's upper funnel content, we call that, content that targets search intent that's not close to the decision-making step, then this type of content normally doesn't convert, only the bottom of the funnel content. And because you end up with hundreds or even thousands of content pages, every content page targets different topics, different funnel stages, different personas. It's very difficult to funnel all the traffic from those top of funnel pages to the bottom of the funnel where you have conversions. It's almost close to impossible. And I can tell you that there's very few brands that do that right. There's many brands that create great content. I would say maybe 5% of brands manage to have a good SEO operation, SEO content operation to make organic as a viable channel for them. But in terms of converting the traffic, it's maybe 5% of those 5% that really do that. It's mostly affiliate websites that do it well, or like very serious brands.
So what's the solution for the mid-market?
For the mid-market? I want to sound too salesy, but there isn't one besides Intel. There isn't a solution that helps you convert traffic from your top funnel pages, from all the long-tail searches. The problem there is really that all the analytics tools, from Google Analytics to Mixpanel and even HubSpot, if you can call it that way for B2B companies, they're mostly geared towards paid advertising, where you have relatively a small number of landing pages that you're sending traffic to. Okay, so you're running ads on Google, you're advertising, people are interested in podcasts, let's say, and then you send traffic to a landing page where you can subscribe to your podcast, okay? So that's your one landing page. It's very simple because you're targeting bottom of the funnel searches and you're sending them to your landing page. By the way, Google makes its money from search off of just 10% of the searches. So 90% of the searches are just informational. And most of the content companies create is content that Google will not target with ads because the margins there are too small. Okay, the conversion rate there is too small. So there aren't analytics tools that help you measure your funnels across, let's say, 1,000 pages or even 500 pages or even 100 pages in parallel, where every page, where many of these pages have just a very small conversion rate, but they may have very high volume. Okay, the traffic is already yours. You own the traffic. You brought the traffic to your website. Now you can send it to the pages that drive conversions. Okay, to the bottom of the funnel. But how do you measure that? How do you measure? Imagine a content page that has, I can share my screen, I can show you, but you can imagine a content page that gets, I don't know, 1,000 visitors a month, okay? And that content page may have 50 different links in the content. Maybe some are buttons, some are banners, and some are just contextual links in the content. And people are clicking. Usually you see about anywhere between 15 to 30% click-through rate on a good content page. That's normal. People are clicking these links, but there's like about 50 different links. So there are many different user journeys on your website. How do you track all those user journeys? It's very difficult. That's why most companies just don't do that. They focus on creating content to bring in traffic, to build authority, and trying to get their bottom of the funnel pages to rank. But they don't capitalize on all of the content that they create.
How does Intel help to prioritize? How does Intel help to drive conversions?
So what the system does, it's actually very simple. You just install a very simple SDK on your website. It takes less than a minute. It's just like putting Google Analytics. It tracks the traffic on all the pages. No privacy issues. We don't track any personal information, anything like that. We don't collect any of that. It's just like clicks and page views, okay? But it does understand the intent of every article. Okay, and it inserts calls to actions based on the intent. Okay, so it works very much, very similarly to how Google Ads work. Okay, if you go to Google Ads and you search for the best website builder, you'll get ads because that's the bottom of the funnel search. Okay, it's like high purchase intent search. Best website builder, meaning that I'm looking to purchase a subscription to a website builder. Okay, So it's the same on your content page. You target a certain number of topics that have intent. Intel understands the intent and it adds a call to action, a CTA, into every section of the page to match the intent of the users. So sometimes if you're top of the funnel, you need to add navigational CTAs. Okay, you need to send people further down the funnel. They're just interested in, I don't know, like how to build a website, why, if it's like a small business, whatever, like why is it important for my small business to have a website, etc. Then they're still in the discovery stage. So you need to send them further down the funnel. They're not ready to purchase yet. You can't just tell them buy now. They're not ready for that. So you need navigational CTAs that will send them down the funnel to other articles, to learning more, to educating them, nurturing them. And when they get closer to the bottom of the funnel, then the CTAs turn into more transactional CTAs, sending them to your product pages, to your feature pages, to sign up to a demo. It depends if it's a B2B, B2C, B2S, and B, depending on the type of website. But I, generally what it does is it identifies the intent, it identifies the funnel stage the user is in and the topic, and it matches your calls to actions with the intent in every section of the article, making sure that the users complete their journey, which is, if you think about it, it's very much what Google is aiming for. When you search on Google rewards websites that help users complete their journey, where users don't go back to search again on Google, right? They searched on Google, they clicked on a result, they went to it. If they went back to search again, it means they didn't find the answer. It's a minus one for the page, right? If they do find the answer, it means that it's they had a good experience. Google gives you like a thumbs up, right? So in a way, if the user clicks on a call to action and continues their journey down the funnel, it means that they found what they were looking for. So it means it also supports your SEO efforts. That's why what your SEO efforts are meant for. So it's very similar also to the way Google works.
And talking about the ROI, so do you have any like measurement in place for all the stages that you've just described? And by the way, that's amazing. So if you like, hold on a second. If you would like to learn more about everything that Tom is explaining, please go and visit intel.ai. The website is brilliant and it has a ton of information, including all the resources that can help you build out every solid SEO strategy. And to connect with Tom Amitai, please find Tom, CEO of Intel, on LinkedIn. So getting back to like how Intel works in terms of the measurement, what sort of kind of data can a business owner like me or anybody from, let's say, B2B world, what data can we get on the content performance and intent with your help, with the help of Intel?
Intel takes care of the entire thing. It's just SEO is so difficult that we saw that if we don't take care of the entire funnel from start to finish, then it's very difficult to make this thing happen. So it's not just about, so like I told you, our SDK tracks the events, understands the intent, adds the widgets and the CTAs into the pages, optimizes them, tests them, learns what works, optimizes for conversion, and gives our clients the reports to see if they increase the ROI from their pages. And so the way for us to measure the ROI, which is also very much connected, just like how Google works, very similar to how you set campaigns on Google. So what you do is you define your marketing goals. Okay, let's say you're a B2B company and you want people to book a demo or to start a free trial or to subscribe to your email list or to download the guide. So you have multiple marketing goals on every website and every goal has a different value. If somebody signs up, like books a demo, they're much more likely to convert than a person signing up to your, subscribing to your email list, right? Or maybe the person who starts a free trial is more likely to convert, or maybe they have a completely different value. Like this free trial user is worth $100 LTV and the book a demo is worth like $10 LTV. I don't know, like it differs. So you can really set your marketing goals for every type of call to action that you have and also add the value. By doing that, the system knows how to prioritize calls to action, not just based on the intent, but also based on their value, okay? And from there, at the end of the day, you get the reports on not just how many conversions you get, but how much it's worth.
That's amazing. And I really like how the cost to action is connected to value in this case, because yes, for some sort of content, the value can be really, really high. And some for prospects, it can be quite average, depending on where they are in the buying journey. Tom, Another area that I wanted to tap into a little bit is, can you tell me a little bit more about how you engage in executives in your business model?
What do you mean?
You have a marketplace where I can see quite senior people whom I can hire for the content strategy. And I believe that content can actually bring a lot of ROI potential because it looks like we can engage experts and take it from there in terms of the high quality, high converting content for so many niches. Can you tell us a little bit more how it works in detail?
Yeah, so like I said, SEO is so complicated, and more often than not, companies don't really have the capacity to solve everything. So we divide it into two. What I told you about, which is what we focused on, it's always the most interesting things for people to hear about, is the ROI. So that's Intel CRO, that's the conversion rate optimization software, okay? But I often compare this to paid advertising because in paid, people do think ROI. And in paid advertising, you have your marketing budget, you pay money, you get traffic. In SEO, you have to do all of those things I mentioned before to get traffic. So that's your advertising budget. So that's Intel CMS. Intel CMS, which I haven't spoken about yet, it takes care of everything that has to do with content creation and on-page SEO. Basically, everything that has to do with starting from content strategy to content creation to content management, publishing content, optimizing content, solving on-page SEO, everything that has to do with creating traffic. And part of that, or like the CMS offering, CMS is content management software, okay? So part of that offering is an experts marketplace. So we have a marketplace of executives that take part in creating content. And the idea behind it is that now AI can create content. Many people think, you know, I'm going to use AI to create cheap content. But if you're creating content that everybody else can create, then don't. Just don't. It's not interesting. The point is that you need to create interesting content that provides value. And in today's world, it's very similar to what you're doing with the podcast, right? You want to create interesting content that ChatGPT can't. You have to get the insights from people who have those insights, okay? So if you wanted to go on a trip to Portugal, you'd probably want to speak with a Portuguese person. Also from the area that you want to visit, this person is going to tell you like the best places to visit, the best restaurants to eat in, the best attractions, etc. It's the same thing if you want to talk now about, if you want to create content about HR, you want an HR manager to provide you with the insights. If you're creating content for, I know, finance executives, you probably want to have CFOs helping you in creating that content. This is how you create really valuable content, and that's what we provide through the experts marketplace on Intel. We have experts in pretty much every field.
And what kind of content can they help with? So let's say I need somebody to help me out with creating the content about B2B digital marketing strategies. So how would that work in my case?
So we do have that as well. We have experts, like I said, in almost every field. The idea is, so like I said, the CMS is built like that. You have the strategy software that tells you what topics you need to create. The strategy software is also connected to ROI, okay? For every topic, it can tell you what is the potential ROI you can get from that specific topic based on a set of criteria, okay? And we do have the data from the results, so we can always check that it's correct. You get a topic, you get the right expert for the topic. And then with these experts, we can get the insights for articles or for videos. These are basically the two types of content that you want to create. Article, videos, and maybe like audio, like podcast, okay? But the idea is that the content is based, like Google says now, EEAT, okay? Expertise. We always say expertise, experience, unique perspectives, okay? So we want to have firsthand expertise, experience, and unique perspectives. This is how you create the EEAT. And that's really the type of content you can create with experts.
That's awesome. So if people would like to check it out, so I guess like the best way would be to book a demo with you, right? So on Intel AI, just mm-hmm. to understand all the whole power of the platform. So everybody who's listening, please make sure that you check out the Intel AI website and feel free to connect with Tom Amitai, CEO of Intel AI on LinkedIn. Tom, that's incredible. I love the way you dig really deep into what companies need to be successful with the SEO. And I simply love the focus on ROI. It's so hard to measure. So congratulations on building the great product that moves the needle and helps people get the most of the really hard SEO effort. Seems like you make it a very, like so much easier for so many people. That's a great product to build. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ludmila here. Thanks so much for listening to B2B Tech Founders Lounge podcast. If you are a B2B tech founder who would like to be on the show, visit podcast.rampic.agency. If you've got something from this interview that you would like to share, please go ahead and post a link to this episode on social media. Just grab a link, send it to a friend. If you know someone who will be a great guest on the show, tag them in your post to let them know about the show and include our podcast name, which is B2B Tech Founders Lounge, in your post. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are adding new episodes frequently, so make sure you subscribe to the podcast. This means a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Visit us at Rampic Agency website or follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.